Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason and I are going to tell you everyone who dies in the new Avengers movie. Starting with, no, I'm kidding. No spoilers, but we're going to talk about Avengers, so get ready. Okay, let's roll intro music. What's up, guys? Welcome back. It's a podcast. I'm David. That's Jason. And yeah, Jason and I went to the Avengers premiere last night. How was that?
Yeah, we went to the Avengers last night.
Oh, let me say some stuff.
You just looked at me.
I just told you to talk. I'm like, yeah, I've had enough. No. Okay, I'm going to calm it down because I'm up here. I got to be here. No, we went to the premiere last night. It was honestly I think it was my favorite premiere I've ever been to.
Oh, easily.
In my life.
It was one of the best things we've done in the last, it was maybe my favorite thing we've ever done.
I don't know why it was so cool, but it was so cool. And we went and we were totally out of place.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't anybody there that wasn't in the movie. Right?
I mean, there were some other people there that weren't in the movie, but yeah, like red carpet wise?
Yeah, red carpet wise.
I think you were the only person that walked the red carpet that wasn't in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was like, we were really out of place and it felt really cool. It felt like I was like inside someone's home and like they were just like doing their thing and I was like standing, I don't know.
Okay, and anyway. They let us just hang out next to them. It was just the way it was set up. We were just standing next to Robert Downey Jr. the entire time while he did interviews.
It was really, really weird.
It was really funny. We got there and David's publicist was like, you're going to do the red carpet. David's like, okay, cool. And then David got sidetracked because he saw Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And the publicist the whole time was like, okay, we got to go because we got to get you out there before the movie stars come.
before all of this actual superheroes come. And then we got to the carpet and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. And then right in front of me is like Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, and then me. And then behind me is Paul Rudd, Scarlett Johansson. So I'm just like, I'm just going to let them go first. Because like you get in line to go on the carpet, and that was the line. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, why am I in this line?
Paul Rudd goes out. Paul, this way, to the left, Paul. And over
then,
here, Paul.
And then I go up, and all I hear is Jason go, David, I snuck back here. Look, I'm a camera guy.
I yelled his name a couple times just to make him feel good.
It felt good. No, but...
Then one guy took your picture and was kind of like, I guess I'll take this guy's picture.
I love that. I love when people take my picture because they feel bad. No, it was such an insane feeling being... It was the most motivating experience I've had in such a long time. I don't know what it is, but like...
You get inspired by the funniest stuff.
Well, I get inspired by movies because I've always gotten inspired by like movies as a kid.
Will you ever make a movie?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll make a movie. But like that was just... It was so crazy seeing... All those actors there that have been working on these films for 15 movies.
Yeah.
And this is like the, like, I don't know if the end, I don't know if they're going to make more. But like, this is like a huge closing off to one of the chapters. Like, that's so crazy. They're all there. It's like they're fucking graduating from 15-year high school. Like, it just, I haven't done anything in my life for as long as they've been making those movies.
Yeah.
I haven't played tennis that long. I haven't done karate that long. I haven't gone to high school that long. Mm. I haven't done YouTube. I have done not a single thing as long as they've been doing that.
Do you think it's grueling? First of all, they've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? Not 15.
Oh, well.
Is it 15?
I think it was like 10, 15.
10, whatever.
I don't know how.
Whatever it is. Do you think it's hard to make those movies as actors?
I'm sure it's hard, but I'm sure it's like, it's just like any job, right? It's like, it's hard, but it's like, someone put it the best way the other day. I was like, I think they were like making animated movies, and I was like, "Is your job hard?" And they're like, Well, yeah, it is. But I mean, it depends who you ask. Like, I'd rather be doing this job than, you know, putting cement on the ground or building a house.
I think probably what's hard is the fight stuff.
Like, there's different types of hard.
Right? Like, if you're Chris Evans and you have to, like, fight with an imaginary Thanos.
I think you're 45. So I think when you think of people moving, I think it kind of scares you.
Robert Downey Jr. is 45.
Yeah, but he's in the best shape of his life. So don't compare yourself to Iron Man, please.
No, I don't know. Kind of saw him last night. He had a great suit on.
Dude, they all look so good. It was, I was so excited to be there. Okay, and I should say, the movie, no spoilers here, obviously, but the movie was fucking great.
Yeah, thank you so much. I wasn't even excited about going. It was so good.
Everything was like, everything in the movie that you wanted, like all expectations are met in the movie.
Yeah,
like,
I thought we were going to leave after 10 minutes.
Me too, because I needed to go film. So I'm like, we're just going to watch 20 minutes. I'm going to get like a little bit of a taste for it. And then I'm going to leave. And I was hooked immediately. And it was, I'm really good at leaving movies because I always leave premieres to go shoot. But like, I could not leave because I really loved it. And it was so well done. And none of it was like, I was really scared it was going to be like 2 hours of just complete boringness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To get to like a big climax. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that at all.
No.
It was so interesting. It was great.
So much going on.
It was really.
I turned to you like halfway through. I'm like, do you got to go?
And I was like, no, shut up. I even turned to Jason and I was like, this is really good. I think I said that during the movie.
I cried 4 times.
Oh my God, Jason was crying. And I couldn't cry because I was next to Jason. And I knew if I cried, then I wouldn't be able to make fun of Jason for crying. So I just kept my tears in. And then every time he'd cry, I'd be like, stop being a little bitch.
Oh, so you did have the feeling to cry.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I thought about it after and I was like, oh, it's probably because he's not a dad.
Everybody in there was crying.
Really?
You just heard like, like you just hear this and then you look around. And it was the best when you turn around and you saw everyone's faces like, just in tears.
Yeah. And then they all got up after.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. And then all.
Like from.
It's so crazy seeing.
Every movie.
It's so crazy seeing the movie with the suit. Maybe I'm biased about how good the movie was because literally every superhero was in the room.
Yeah.
So maybe we're biased. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't as good as we thought. But yeah. I did think it was great. I also
To be clear, it wasn't just the Avengers. It was like all the people from Guardians were there. All the people from.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
X-Men. Sam Jackson wasn't there.
What was I going to say?
Was he?
What was cool was I saw Natalie Portman, and I didn't know I liked Natalie Portman until I saw Natalie Portman. She was like the last person to walk on the carpet, and I didn't really know that she was in the movies. She really isn't. There's just like a picture of her or something. And she walked the carpet, and that blew my mind. I don't know. She took my breath away.
You shut down when she walked by a couple times.
The first second I saw her, I was like, this is one of the prettiest women I've ever seen in my entire life. And then I went straight to Google. I Googled how old she was. She's 37. I'm like, that's not horrible. Then I found out she's fucking married. And then guess what? This morning I found out she has 2 kids. So I already know that she's had sex with the guy. So that's out the window. And they've had
so you're saying you think she's had sex with her husband
at least twice. Yeah, so it's pretty brutal.
Are you okay? How are you dealing with this?
No,
you do this. You have crushes. You have celebrity crushes from time to time.
I do, but this one was crazy.
This one's pretty crazy, but this I know you're going to be off it soon.
I know I will be off it soon. But after I Joe can attest to this, but like I was editing last night and I just couldn't stop thinking about her. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, you called me around 1 a.m. and you were like, so just be straight with me. I'm not going to be with Natalie Portman ever.
I did.
I'm in my bed in the dark on FaceTime. I'm like, no.
It was 1:30. Because like, I don't know why I was on it because like, I'm like, I may have a chance. Maybe she's like into younger guys.
Yeah.
And I was just like, someone just needs to like set me straight here because I'm in make-believe land right now. Because I was like Googling her and I'm like, what are her hobbies? Like, I was like, fuck it.
I like horticulture.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she likes the environment? Fuck it. I'm going to go plant 7 trees tomorrow. No, but she's very pretty. And she just, I don't know.
She has like a glow about her.
She set the standard of person that I want to like marry.
I saw Scarlett Johansson too. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, both beautiful women.
Oh,
I mean, to be fair, everybody on the Avengers cast is just a beautiful person.
Yeah, inside and out.
Yeah, they're really pretty people.
And you had a little interaction with Chris Pratt. Did you?
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
Oh, no. I just said, hi, Chris. He goes, hello, hello.
Oh, you said hi? Because yeah. All I heard was, hello, hello. I thought he walked by you and he just went, hello, hello.
No, I just said hi.
Yeah, it wasn't like we could like go up and talk to him, though. We were too chicken. They had security. And
you totally could have, but it's like, yeah, we were scared.
We were scared, yeah. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah. I
love Iron Man.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. No, but I do recommend, if you're going to see Avengers, see like all the movies before, because it'll make it that much better.
So, or at least the last one.
No, go watch at least like. Go watch
I don't
a couple.
Think so, David. It's a superhero movie. You can pick up pretty fast. Iron Man's good. Thanos is bad.
Stop spoiling it. No, but it was great, and I'm so happy about it. Good job, people. Good job, Avengers.
Look, I want to talk to you, and I want you to. I really want you to hear me.
I'm listening.
Take off your glasses for a sec. And come a little closer.
No.
David Julian Dobrik.
Great. Now everyone knows my middle name.
Natalie Portman.
The outside.
the movie star.
Yes.
Who is married.
Mm-hmm.
And to a French guy.
Yes. I speak a little bit of French.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oui, oui.
Who has two kids.
Sure.
And is 16 years your senior, older than you.
Yeah.
And one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yes.
Is never, never going to be with you.
I doubt it. Is she happy, though?
Very.
You have two kids.
Yeah.
You're not happy.
I'm not married to a French dancer.
No, I know. But
No. I mean, I could see it if she wasn't married. Older women like you a lot. You get a lot of those cougary type women.
I'm good with older women, but
especially if they had a couple drinks.
Well, yeah.
Remember we went to that birthday party and those moms.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they were.
We went to a birthday party once.
Yeah.
Holy crap! It was there was like these. I don't know. It was like it was a birthday party of someone.
Yeah.
And there were these like three moms, and they were just like, why don't you stay? And it was just the three moms talking to me. The husbands were in the kitchen, and they were like touching my chest and everything. And they were like, why don't you stay for a little bit longer? And she was like, let's go to the tennis court. You want to play with some balls? Let's play with some. And it was like out of a movie. I didn't think it was real. And they were hitting on me. That was crazy to me. Mm-hmm. That was a surreal experience. Mm-hmm. I felt like 12 years old being hit on by someone. I felt really uncomfortable, but really, really good about myself. Natalie Portman, cool person. I know it'll never be. I wish her the best. He seems great. Who gives a fuck?
Would you like to say anything to her now? Take this opportunity?
Congrats on your life. Congrats on your career. You deserve it. You're stunning. And I'm glad. I hear you're doing a lot with environment.
If you would get a chance to know me, I think you would really like me, but seems like you... It's not going to happen.
Seems like you checked out pretty early. Getting married at 37 is not the move I would go with, but whatever you want to do. No. I'm glad I have like a proper, crazy, like older woman celebrity crush, because
sure.
I've always wanted one, and I just found one.
When you woke up this morning, was it the first thing you thought of?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't even when I woke up this morning. It was when I woke up in the middle of the night.
And cried in my bathtub.
Yeah. You know, I did actually cry yesterday. I've been crying a lot when I finish editing my videos.
You said I've been crying a lot when I finish.
Yeah, I masturbate. I just start crying. No, I've been crying a lot when I finish my videos. I'm just like so, I get so happy.
Yeah, you cry from joy.
And I just start crying.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is going to sound so cheesy, but like I hate using this word because it's like genuinely like the cheesiest word. I'm just so thankful mm-hmm. for like being able to do this. I just like, I just burst into tears.
Yeah.
Like after a video's up, I go, I cannot believe that this is my job. And I just did that and I get to do it again. And I'm just like, please God, give me at least a couple more videos before like I'm like thrown off this earth or something. I love doing what I do. Oh my God.
Yeah. I cry sometimes when I think about all of us and how I have all you as friends, because I don't know what I would be doing otherwise.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that I have a job, but the fact that I get to hang out with you guys.
No, this is the best job in the world.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Well, okay, enough about emotions. Let's talk about some real heated shit. Did you see Elon Musk had a... I didn't watch it, so forgive me if I'm completely wrong. But he had a... what is it called? A seminar or like a PowerPoint? What is it called? Where you like show off some new features?
Sure.
So he was doing stuff on autonomy. Mm. So basically, long story short...
And the car ran him over?
No. And then he's saying in like a year or two, everyone's Tesla that they buy now, like the newer models, will be able to be entered into their taxi fleet. So Tesla will take 20 to 30% and your car will be a taxi while you're not using it. So you can be at home watching a movie and you'll hit a button on your car and it'll go out and it'll go pick people up and drop people off and then come back into your house when it's done working.
No.
Yeah. And you keep 60% of the money.
As part of Uber or its own?
Its own
Tesla Uber.
Its own Tesla Uber.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be paired with Uber maybe later. But sure. Like, isn't that crazy? That guy's insane. He's the modern day Iron Man.
So the car would just pay for itself after a while?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't really know how.
I mean, Uber drivers don't make a lot, but.
Yeah, I mean.
I guess if you're not in there, it's pretty good money.
Imagine that. You're not in there.
Stock it with water and gum.
Yeah,
and you're good to go.
I just can't imagine like seeing your car leave, and then and then you going out and be like, "Where the fuck are you? Where are you? I need to get to work." Yeah. And it's like dropping someone off, and it's like, "I'm sorry, sir," and then it like has to hurry back into your driveway.
Oh my God!
I can't imagine watching my car drive back into the driveway by itself and me getting back. That's gonna be so crazy. Let's talk about the real heroes for a second.
The people who watch my videos.
Yes, they do put up with a lot. But no, the mothers in everyone's lives. Where would you be without your mom, Jace?
Oh my God. Oh God, I couldn't.
God knows.
No, God knows.
I don't know where I would be without your mom either. No, but moms are the best. And if you want to surprise your mom for Mother's Day because it's coming up, you have to use Assorted Roses. You have no other options because I'm making you do it. Right now, Pro Flowers carefully packages your flowers and delivers them fresh from the farm, and express delivery means her flowers stay fresh. Pro Flowers lets you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that suit every mom's style. Then simply select a delivery date you want, and it gets right to your mom's house.
They sent me flowers to give to my mom because she was in town. They were gorgeous.
Yeah.
They were like, ridiculous.
No,
I don't get excited about flowers.
I get excited about flowers. You should have sent them my way. Please, someone order these flowers for me, because right now, get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99. Right. Double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9, $9.99 more. Visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code VIEWS. That's proflowers.com, click the microphone, code VIEWS. Mother's Day is May 12th, so don't wait. Order like a pro and get this amazing rose deal to thank all the moms in your life. If you could be a superhero, what would your superpower be? You can't say disappointment. Because you already have the one under wraps.
Probably get away from you quickly.
Super speed?
Super speed. As fast as I could.
That's pretty good.
Or just be the Hulk and kill you.
I'd be invisible.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you're such a snoop?
Because you're a pervert? I don't know. I feel like you could get away with being invisible.
You could get away with it? Yeah, if you're invisible. For sure. I wouldn't see you.
Because like flight, you can't like rob a bank. Right? Because you can just fucking fly. But if you're invisible,
you
can walk right in, take the stuff and leave. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you fly out of there, people will still know who you are and then they'll just come and kill you.
So this is all about you robbing a bank.
I don't know. I just feel like invisibility, it gets you out of any situation. Right? Like a robber in your house.
You just want strength? Strength would be the best.
You'd want strength?
Yeah.
For what reason?
You could just break the...
Jerk yourself off harder? I can't imagine. Why would I want to... Strength is just so... It's such a bad thing. Because like, I would just break things and then I have to clean up a lot. I'd spend more money on housekeepers if I had super strength.
Think. Well, there's speed, invisibility, strength.
You could have like laser vision. Or like super flexibility.
What about being able to swim underwater like Aquaman?
That would be horrible.
You think?
Yeah. That'd be the worst. I'd only be cool at like pool parties. And people would be like, where is David? They'd be like, he's been underwater for 55 minutes. Everyone would be like, oh, that's cool. Oh, but also kind of lame.
Just sitting at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
With a weight belt on.
Just thinking I'm impressing girls. I meet a girl at a party. I'm like, hey, check what I can do. I go underwater. I don't come back. I come out. She's talking to another guy. I don't know. That wouldn't be that cool. No, I do think invisibility is like the top power. Or teleportation.
Ooh.
That one's big.
That's good. Go back in time.
Oh, wow. Is that...
Or just be in Vegas now.
Well, if I can go back in time, that's... Is that an option for a superpower? Because I would 100% do that.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I'd win the lottery. Any problem...
Pick the lottery. Even the lottery 10 weeks in a row.
I'd win it once.
And then go away?
Yeah, I'd win it once.
If I ever won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone.
You have to.
Well, you can tell the people.
No, it's...
You don't have to be public.
You do.
No.
I think that's part of the rules.
Then they changed that. It used to be you could be anonymous. There's a documentary on people that have won the lottery and how their lives are ruined.
Well, yeah. What is it? What is it about it that gets ruined? Is it your family wanting stuff?
Family wants money. Everyone calls you all the time. So what happens is you can't talk. In the documentary, at least, they don't talk to their family anymore. The money like pushed their family away because they just didn't. And so now then they got divorced because the money created more problems. The husband wanted a new wife now that he has money. So, more money, more problems.
100%.
As I sit in my giant house with a Ferrari in the garage.
There's this guy in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That just won $734 million.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Was he on TV?
Yeah, he was just talking about it, how like he was going through his lottery tickets.
Yeah.
He got back from work. He heard the winner was in Wisconsin. And... he lived in Wisconsin, so he didn't really think much of it. He's going through the tickets. He went through all of them, and he didn't win. And then he moved the tickets from his right hand to his left hand, and he noticed that one of the tickets was stuck to the other ticket. So he unpeeled it, and he read the tickets, the numbers, and they matched up. And he couldn't believe it. I mean, isn't that insane? Like, what does that feel like, winning the lottery?
I don't know.
I would want to win the lottery just so I have a good vlog. Like, I'll give the money back, but I just want... Like, I want to be able to go to my friends and be like, I just won the lottery. Like, what the fuck would they say?
People would be very upset.
They'd be furious. I'd give so much of the money away, though, if I won
the lottery.
You would? Yeah, I'd have videos for the rest of my life. Yeah. Every video would be, this guy gets a Ferrari, this person gets a new house, this person gets college tuition. Oh, I'd have such a good time.
Really?
But what is it? How much of the money do you keep? So it's $700 million.
I'm sure, like, almost half goes to the government.
So half goes away, yeah. Right? So he has $350 million just sitting in his account? That's just how
it's also paid out over time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So he gets a little bit every year.
Which is probably a good thing. Unless he's in debt.
No. I mean, if you had $350 million, the interest on that is better than the interest on $100 million. I mean, $1 million.
No, I think you have to tell people. I think that's the rule.
Is that the rule now? Well, maybe every state's different.
That's what I thought. Because if you don't tell people, then people aren't as incentivized to go and buy tickets, right?
We could look it up, but we're not going to.
No.
We don't want to slow this train down.
This isn't a factual show. It's just
you gave away some money the other day.
Kind of what we make up. Yeah, I gave away $25,000.
How'd that feel?
Felt great.
Yeah.
Giving away money is so great.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, why?
Because I lost $10,000 the other day to you, and it didn't feel so great.
Jason's been bothering me. He's like, let's play pool for $10,000, because he knows like that's one thing he could beat me at. And I finally cave in because I didn't have any footage. So I was like, fuck it, I'll play you. And for some odd reason, I won. I don't know how I won. And I beat him. And I
didn't warm up. I should have been warming up for weeks.
And I took $10,000 from Jason. And I felt so bad and so good at the same time.
And then it was fun.
It was fun.
People really liked the video.
Good.
So that's good.
Yeah, it sucked. It felt really cool being on the other end of it.
You like, did?
Yeah.
Winning. Like, really. It's because people always, you're the one always giving. So yeah. It was nice for you to get something.
It felt cool being in the game where I won. I like that.
Yeah.
It was funny. So I did a challenge. You didn't see, this wasn't shown in my vlogs, but I did an Easter egg hunt. And two of the eggs, so there were five eggs. Three of the eggs had an O in it, and two of the eggs had an X in it. And if you had the X, you can play rock, paper, scissors for the grand prize of $25,000. Mm. Now, Dom found the egg with the X in it. And he didn't think the prize was going to be so big. So he sold his egg to Corinna for $500. For 500 bucks. Corinna never found an egg. But Dom found the egg. And then Dom sold the egg to Corinna. And then it was revealed that Dom missed out on $25,000 because he sold it for $500. And Dom really needs the money.
Yeah.
So I was really bummed out about that.
That's interesting.
But that's how life goes.
We had another nice night of piano with Charlie Puth. Did Charlie Puth and Benny Blanco ask about me yet to come?
No, they haven't.
On a track?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hung out with Charlie and company again. Dude, it is so cool being a musician.
Yeah.
I can't get over it.
Yeah.
He just sits there.
Just call songs out.
Oh my, and it's crazy because it's like,
that's really fun too. It's not even just to have somebody there that can sit on the piano and play, and everybody can sing.
He was just sitting there, and we were like, "Okay, play this now, play this now." And he'd be like, "I don't know the song." And then we just like we'd have him listen to the song for 3 seconds and be like, "Oh, okay, I know it." And then he just played the song. Any song he was literally Pandora. He was faster than Alexa.
Like, yeah, he was.
I'd literally go, "Charlie, play One Step at a Time," and then he'd start playing it right away.
Yeah,
like before I finished the sentence. So yeah, no, he's really impressive. Once again, props to Charlie. This next segment of the podcast is called Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. It's where Joe, our editor, gets 25 seconds to say whatever he does.
He's taking off his shirt.
His shirt is already off. In return for him editing the podcast, starting now. Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. Oh, look at this. He made fucking merch.
Oh, no.
What's up, weenies? It's your boy, Jay Money, and due to popular demand, we have some official Teeny Weeny merch live on joesmerch.com. Pick up your very own Make the Teeny Weeny Longer merch to keep the dream alive and keep the weeny longer. Guys, this is what keeps everybody fueled here. The weeny is motivation.
And that's it.
Buy a weeny, joesmerch.com.
All right, fuck off.
Jason, that one's for you.
Wow, that was great.
That is nice merch, I won't lie. And this is the one teeny weeny you use to your advantage, so I applaud you for it. Good job, Joe.
Weeny's been on fire lately. The teeny weeny. I think he's had like 3 or 4 good ones in a row.
Yeah, this one was good. This is how I imagine he does all the teeny weenies, like plugging himself.
Yeah, it only took him 40 shows
to find his footing.
To find his niche, but you know, they say it took Kimmel a long time, Conan a long time to figure out who he was.
He is exactly like them.
He is just like Jimmy Kimmel and the great David Letterman.
He's exactly like them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe, for your merch.
That's for me.
I know, I'm going to burn it.
I walked 11 miles yesterday. Yeah, my Fitbit. I mean, including like
you
everything.
You walked 11 miles or you gave your Fitbit to a friend?
No. And Jeff, I went with Jeff, our really in shape friend, and he wore a 30-pound vest to keep up with me.
Wow.
He wore 30 pounds on his body.
That's not that impressive.
I think so.
I think what's more impressive is that you walked 11 miles.
Yeah.
Before what time?
Before 11 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I'm trying to lose, and I still can't lose weight.
Yeah, I think it just doesn't work for you.
I guess not. I went on the scale today. I was like, well, I walked 11 miles.
I think
yesterday.
You try too hard.
No, I think I eat too much.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot?
Yeah, at night, it's really bad.
You're such a little slut at night.
I know.
Everything you stand for during the day goes completely out the window at night.
True.
Yes.
True.
Like, completely. I've hung out with you at night maybe like once or twice, and I didn't know you. I didn't know the person I was seeing at night because you're a little monster.
When was I hanging out with you late at night?
I don't know where it was. I don't know if it was at a hotel, but I just remember you going in and getting Reese's peanut butter cups, and I was so betrayed because you're so healthy during the day, and then I saw you just unload at night.
What do you think's going on here?
I don't know.
I mean, what do you think?
I thought maybe you're lying about how much you work out or like something like that.
No, but I do work out. I walk
You along. Really just fucking crush it at night.
I can't get below 211.
How much do you weigh?
211. I was 220.
Yeah?
I can't get below.
Cut one of your legs off. You'll weigh a lot less. You don't want to do that? You won't be able to walk, but... Mm-hmm. You will weigh, what is that thing, 40 pounds at least?
I probably cut an arm off before I cut the legs off. At least with the legs, I could keep walking.
Yeah, if you had to choose, you'd
keep exercising.
If you had to choose an arm or a leg, you'd go with an arm.
I don't like this conversation, but yeah.
I'd go with an arm too.
Yeah, that's probably not the most interesting.
All fingers or one arm?
I can't even talk about it.
For sure.
Both your eyes or your nose?
My nose.
Take your nose, yeah, me too.
Actually, no, eyes.
No, you couldn't see.
Yeah, but then I could wear sunglasses. And I'd wear them indoors. And if someone said something about it, I'd be like, well, fuck you. Because I don't have eyes anymore because I have a podcast with my friend and he made me choose between nose or eyes. And I chose eyes.
Am I facing a wall again?
I feel like eyes are less. I don't know. Oh yeah, I guess nose or eyes.
What are you talking about? Eyes are less. What are you saying?
I guess you're right. Eyes are
eyes
more.
Are the most important. I guess you're pretty right. Much.
I don't know why I chose nose.
Yeah. Because I could wear sunglasses.
Because I just because when my nose is gone,
yeah,
it would just be my mouth and eyes. I just don't know how my face would look like. I'd look like Voldemort.
Yeah.
But with if my eyes were taken out, I would just look like a really cool guy. So I guess for looks, I guess looks wise, I guess I choose eyes. But like, I guess for like to make, you know, my life more livable, I would choose to remove my nose.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to keep everything.
We spent a lot of, you said something funny to me this weekend.
What?
I was like, I was free all weekend.
Yeah.
And I was here a lot. And you're always begging me to hang out. And then you go, you've been here a lot. You've been hanging out way too much.
I didn't say it like that at all. You're exaggerating so much.
You said something like,
I was like,
you've been spending a lot of time here. No, and I was like, do you want me to leave? And you're like, yeah.
No, I said, Jason, you've been here a while. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Because you were here a long time.
Yeah.
And then I find out it was because your kids weren't in town. Because you always leave when there's...
Find out. I've told you this repeatedly all last week. It was literally the subject. It was the title of our podcast last week. Oh, come to find out his kids weren't here. That's why he's hanging out a lot. I fucking cried to you last week on the podcast. That's my camera, sir. I cried to you on the podcast last week. It just goes in one ear and out the other, doesn't it? You care so little.
No, I do.
About me.
I care.
And the thing that hurts the most.
I thought it was next week. I thought it was next week.
The thing that hurts the most, you care so much about everybody else. You give so much time to Zane and Heath and Scott. And they're your real friends. That's what it is, right? I'm just the old guy that you prop up.
Can I tell you? That's actually one of my flaws.
What is it? But you're mean to old people?
No. I feel like sometimes I care least about the people that I care about the most.
you let me rephrase it for you. You're an asshole. The people who care about you the most, you treat like shit.
No, I don't treat like shit. I just I'll care about other. No, I care about everyone equally.
I kind of understand what you're saying. It's like,
but I know I already have you as a close friend,
right?
So I treat other people with more,
a little more care,
a little more care. Like I'm more careful. But with you, I'm like, I'm so close to you that I'm just like whatever, whatever. But no, I didn't know your kids were leaving. I just didn't know it was that week.
You gotta be kidding me. Then you said something else to me the other day.
Okay, let's see how much you listen.
How much I listen. All we do is talk about you.
What's my favorite food?
Chipotle.
Okay, easy one.
let's quiz each other. Okay. I'll go back and forth.
Go, you give
What's
me.
What's my favorite food?
You love pasta.
Chinese food, sir. You know that.
Yep. It's the pasta's
nothing
the same.
About me.
Pasta and noodles and Chinese food is the same thing.
No, you
mean give me another question.
Okay. About me?
Yeah.
No, it's your turn. Go ahead. Ask me something about you.
Who's my celebrity crush?
Natalie Portman.
My other one.
Ariana Grande.
Okay, great. Go. You go.
Okay. Where'd I go to college?
Boston.
Oh my God. No. Boston what? That's a city. What college did I go to?
Boston College. You went somewhere in Massachusetts.
Yeah. What college?
That's the good one. I was really proud of you for going.
Harvard?
No.
well, that's the good one.
Okay. Yeah.
You're 0 for 2.
Where did I go to college?
You went with Ilya for like 2 weeks and decided it wasn't for you.
What college?
It's in Vernon Hills. You drove me by it. It's called like Sagamore Community College or something.
Nope.
What's it called?
College of Lake County. Not even really in Vernon Hills.
No one even knows what that is. Yeah, I went to a major university.
Yeah, well, maybe you should talk about it more. Well, give me another one.
Give you another one?
Who's your celebrity crush? Scarlett Johansson.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay.
How many kids do you have? Three. Two.
What are my kids' names?
Bilbo and...
Bilbo and Gollum.
Charlie and Wyatt.
That's good. You did a good job on that one.
Thank you. Give me another one.
Who is my... How long was I married for? How many years?
Like 10.
Like?
Well, around. Well, listen, I don't want to get into it, but I know at some point you felt like the marriage wasn't even a marriage anymore because it was just getting, you guys were getting so torn apart. So I would say 10, but really it just felt like 2 years.
What's my favorite movie?
The 13 Reasons Why. You love
a, you know. I mean, you don't want to hit
Die Hard. Give me no. a hint. Give me a hint.
It's a gangster movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Departed.
No, maybe that second. But okay. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Usual close. Suspects.
Nope.
Fuck. What is it?
The same director as Departed.
Say it.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
Jace, can I tell you something real quick? Mm-hmm. If you ever need to make a website, you should go to squarespace.com.
Oh, I know this. Yes.
/views?
Of course, /views.
It's you get a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code views, and you save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
It's so much fun to make your own website on Squarespace because you feel like you're like a developer.
Yeah.
But you're not. But you're still kind of picking it out and making it look how you want it to look.
You can customize the look and feel, settings, products, and more with just literally a few clicks. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. There's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Built-in search engine optimization. You can turn your cool idea into a website, whatever it is. Squarespace makes it so easy for you. It's literally...
It's like an easy bake oven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I can describe it in a better way. guys, if you're ready to start your business, make it stand out. Get started with Squarespace. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. What languages do I speak?
Czechoslovakian.
No.
I hear you talking all the time.
Slovak.
Slovak, same fucking thing.
Okay, and?
Well, not very well, but English.
Okay.
Spanish.
No.
French?
No.
Klingon?
Hungarian.
Why do you speak both of those?
My mom's Hungarian and my dad is Slovak.
Oh.
You call yourself a friend.
That must have been confusing growing up.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Are they similar?
No. No, not at all.
What?
Like my dad doesn't speak Hungarian. He doesn't understand it.
But you, I guess if you just grow up with it, then you just know it.
You just know it, yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
My mom would speak to me in Hungarian, my dad in Slovak. When my dad was around, we'd all speak in Slovak. When my dad wasn't, we'd all speak in Hungarian.
Oh, my God.
And then when I got older, I'd always respond in English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's and then my younger brother, he just speaks in Spanish. I'm kidding. And then my two sisters, all they do is Mandarin. It's a very confusing household, but we're learning to adapt.
What's my favorite place to vacation?
Oh, you love Hawaii.
Yeah.
Maui. Yeah, it's your favorite.
I love Hawaii.
Love taking you there.
Why don't we go there? That's frustrating when I ask you to go to Hawaii and you just don't even
I care about you, Jace.
Thanks.
I care about you so much. I'm going to end the podcast here and let you go shower.
Oh. Did I shower? I did shower.
In what? In shit? I'm kidding. All right, that's the
shower, but I do smell.
That's it for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening.
Come see me in San Jose this weekend.
Go see him in San Jose.
April 28th. Thank you. Sunday.
There's going to be a pop-up shop in New York, so look out for that, where I'm going to be selling my merch. I don't know what day it is yet, but thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys later. This has been a Views Podcast. My name is Jeff. That's Jason. And go buy some merch. Bye. My name is Jeff.
Bye, guys.